Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. How's everybody doing out there this wonderful Memorial Day weekend? My name is Robert McFaul, and I'm your host for this evening for Family Focus, or Focus Family. I will be bringing you a topic that I thought that can be some interest to those that's out there that might be dealing with them. I will be discussing now that I have a life-changing illness, and that can be a wide range of multiple illnesses that we all deal with, and things that we not just ourselves have to deal with, but others around us that will have to help us to deal with those things because we need assistance. Also, myself, I have a life-changing illness, which it doesn't particularly cripple me, but it's something that I have to deal with, to which if I'm to not allow this to take over my body, will be diabetes. Before we go any further with this, I like to open up all the time. Every time I host, I like to open up in a word of prayer real quick. Father God, gracious Father, we want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for another day. Thank you for allowing us to see this day, dear Father, and giving us this Memorial Day weekend, to which is, yes, for some, a three-day weekend, but for those and the rest that knows what Memorial Day really stands for is for those that died in the line of service, dear Father, and pray that you be with those families that lost loved ones during war times and doing other services that they that they had lost loved ones, dear Father, and pray that you continue to be with them and guide them and keep them, dear Father. And I pray that this episode that I'll be dealing with, the discussion, can help someone or encourage someone to continue to do the things that you call them to do, dear Father. We come to you with this prayer in Son's holy divine name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good evening. Like I said again, I will be discussing now that I have a life-changing illness. And you say, well, what's life-changing illnesses? Well, I had to look these things, I had to look that up a little bit, and I'm just going to give you just a few here because even though we always talk about cancer, we always talk about, right now, we are talking about, we can talk about sickle cell anemia, which our lovely sister Teresa Cleveland is hosting a Black Tie Gala next month in supporting those families and those loved ones that have that disease that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And she also done a Black Tie Gala for cancer as well. Just multiple things that's out there, but just to give you a few out there, which I had to look up, you have and please forgive me if I don't pronounce these correctly. Rheumatoid arthritis. You have schizophrenia, poliomyelitis. I know I messed that up, but please forgive me. Muscular dystrophy. You got those. Then you also have cerebral palsy. You also have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And I could go on and everything for the multiple life-changing diseases that's out there that we have to deal with. You have multiple psoriasis that some people have to deal with. You have Parkinson's disease. Just the handful of multiple, and also, which is pretty well-known as well, is dementia and Alzheimer's. So there's a lot of things out there as far as life-changing illnesses or diseases which you have to that everyone has to deal with. And and another big one, which I don't know how I forgot about this, but it's it has big name for it, and but it's died down some, is pretty much AIDS/HIV, which is two separate ones, but basically that's life changing. Just if we all take a time out to understand that the life changes that individuals have to deal with on a day-to-day basis is something in which it's not something where, like, oh, I can't just watch TV. I can't do this. These life changes are something in which it's changed the whole life as a whole. It changes the way that you have to, that you deal with life. You might not be able to drive no more. You might not be able to feed yourself anymore. You might not be able to eat your favorite foods or foods that you have to eat. You might have to, like diabetes, you have to change your diet just to be able to continue to do these things. You might not be able to wear the clothes that you want to wear anymore. Because with cancer, you have different types of cancer with life changes. And even though you might not think of it as life changes, but it is. Like, if you have breast cancer with the women, where, you know, maybe they have to have one breast augmented or two, and that's life-changing because of the fact that that's something that, as a female, which I'm not a female, I wouldn't know how that is, on how you have to, you know, how she looks and what she wears and how she feels about herself. That's life-changing, how people look at her and the things that she looks at. It might be a little minor, but for them, that is a life-changing thing until they're able to adapt to it. But you got those that still deal with cancer and different things that they have to get so much treatment and they might not be able to work because of all the treatment that they have to deal with. Then you got, you know, dialysis where your kidneys diseases, where your kidneys go down. And that's life-changing because now you can't eat, drink like the way you want to. You got to be hooked up to a machine. So these are some of the illnesses that we might touch on or try to touch on. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not here to give you no remedy or nothing that will help you to understand what you need to do, but here to encourage you and to understand that you're not going through it alone. You're not here to just suffer. You're not here to just wallow in your sorrow. Because the one thing that we as individuals, especially Christians, should know is that keeping God in the forefront of our eyes and in front of us and in front of everything we do, He is our strength. He's the one that we lean on to help us to get through on the day-to-day things that we go through in our lives. He's the one that helps us to find the strength to keep going. He's the one that can ultimately heal us from every single disease, every single illness that we have, if we have enough faith in Him to do so. So as I go along with this discussion, I pray and hope that some of my callers can maybe chime in and say a few words of encouragement or give their little testimonies that they have that they're dealing with. This is something which, like I said again, that I myself had to deal with, which I wasn't born with it, because there are some diseases that or illnesses that you are born with, to which technically it wasn't really a life-changing illness, but it was something to which you can't live a normal life like those that don't have it. Then you have those that is a life-changing thing where they got it down the line and they were so used to doing a whole bunch of things. Now they have to shift. They have to change the things that they do on a day-to-day basis, and that's the hardest thing to do is when you're so used to doing one thing, now you can't do that. You got to change, and it's so hard. And if you don't have the support, if you don't have the people around you to help you to get the cope with that, to get through that, it's really hard. And sometimes these illnesses, and sometimes is our own, I don't want to fault our own self for this, but sometimes it's illnesses that we brought onto ourselves, and I pray and hope that as well as me discussing this, that it can help us to also look at some of the things that we're doing to ourselves to keep from having those life-changing illnesses that we sometimes have. And the only thing I can start off with is talking about myself as far as with me having diabetes. I didn't know I'm type 2 because there's two different types, one that you're born with it and the other one that you're not. And with that being said, having type 2 diabetes, I had to kind of change the way I do things, the way I eat, and the way and what I eat, how I eat, what I drink. And that there was a big, big change for me. It took me a long time to cope with it. And even till now, I still have some issues because I'm not going to lie to you. I love my sweets, but I know I have to really cut them out altogether to a point where I can't really deal with that because of the fact that those sweets and those certain things can have my sugar going skyrocketing and have me in some deep trouble. Like I was in back in, I would say 2009, 2010, where I ignored the changes that I had to make that diabetes was making me to have a life-changing situation. And with that being said, I wound up in the hospital. And I just give my little testimony real quick. I won't drag it out, but I say this. My sugar was at least 3 to 4 digits. And when the nurse that checked me in was telling me that they don't know how I was talking and coherent and how I brought myself in and calm, that was only God. And I say that and I present that as something I will always say, God, but God, because of the fact that they said I should have been in a coma, diabetic coma. And with all that being said, I was in the hospital for at least three days, maybe four, tops. And with that being said, I had to take needles. I had to watch, monitor it, which I still need to, but I really strictly had to monitor it because I didn't want my sugar to go up too high or drop down too low. Those life changes kind of restricted me, and I had to take all these different medications. I had to, you know, I couldn't just eat what I wanted to eat. I had to plan it out. When somebody said, let's go to a barbecue, okay, hold on, what you having, what time it is, what to eat, I had those life changes had me to really pencil down when, where, and how, and what the things I had to eat. So those are the things that, for me, that was a life-changing thing. And now that I exercise more, and I'm having to exercise more, because that's a life-changer, which I want to beat this to get my life back, I'm doing that to control my blood sugar and everything. Because with diabetes, and some people might not understand it, diabetes is like right now the biggest thing that's out there, that which it can change, it causes a whole bunch of problems with your body. It can cause where you can have your leg amputated because of the fact that the flow of the blood going down your legs and everything is not doing properly. You can go blind. There's multiple things that tie to that. So when we talk about life changes that individuals have to go through, you never know what that person has to go through until you walk in their walk in their shoes. And also, I go out, which I know cancer is another big thing. People have to go through, which I know a couple people had to go through. They had to go through a lot of things where, with those life changes, it was messing with their career because of their job. They couldn't, you know, with all the chemo and all these different things that they had to deal with, they couldn't really work like they need to. It drained them. It kind of bogged them down. And so, with some that I do know that was fighting it and eventually passed, they had an upbeat attitude, but their life was changed all of a sudden, just that quick. Just imagine you healthy, you're doing a lot of things, you're good, and the next thing you know, this illness hits you out of nowhere. And now all of a sudden, boom, you guys, life gives you a hard curve, and now you have to do something that you're not able to do. You're not ready for change. And that's where I say that you have to have a support system. You have to have somebody, you should have somebody to help you out to get you through these things because of the fact that sometimes there's some that cannot deal with these life changes. And you got some that can't deal with it by themselves anyway, because imagine going blind. You need help. You need a blind dog that they have. You got that. Have a cane. You're gonna probably have to have somebody to drive you places. You have Alzheimer's and dementia where you forget things and everything. Those things is life changing. Now you might have to write things down before you forget it, because you might be doing something at 1 second and forget where you are, forget what you're doing. To get where you put your keys, those are the things that that those individuals will have to go through, and everything. Do you know somebody that's going through this? Have you helped somebody to go through this? If any of my callers would like to comment or chime in on this, just dial the number one on your telephone, and I would love to have you comment on this. So as I discussed what life-changing illness is, we kind of talked about what it is, and I gave you my little testimony, but I'll go on to why we need to really keep intact of our health and our everyday living and what we do. I can't even think of it. You should say the age. A colonoscopy done, and another life changing illness that I could have had colon cancer, which I could have went through. And thank God that I did it, and I was able to whatever it was a cancerous. When I had it done, but then I also found out I had a couple things done that I didn't know. I didn't know I had hemorrhoids. You know, I know that's not a life. You know, it can be because you know for a quick moment it can be because you go through all that. But that's I bring that up to say there's things that we can do to prevent certain things from happening or to catch things early, to which doctors can help us to keep from things from happening without our knowing. And some of the things that we can probably prevent some of those things by the way we eat, the way we drink, our everyday routine. Take smokers for existence. You know, people don't think so, and you know, you look at some smokers never have cancer in their lives. And it's not just smokers, you know, there's other things that can cause cancer, but I just take that as a broad thing, because we all know that smoking can lead to cancer. And, you know, I know some, you know, people out there say it can or whatever, but I'm not going to get into the medical and legal stuff, but smoking can lead to cancer. And when you look at that, there's all different kinds of cancer it can lead to. And you're bringing on a life-changing and could be a death sentence change in your life that you bring it on and everything. And I'll just tell you another quick testimony that I had to go through. My father, which didn't know him too well, kind of connected back with him over the last 5 to 6 years. He died last year of throat cancer. Now, he had a life-changing, because he was life-changing illnesses. His kidneys was failing on him because he was on dialysis, which, once again, kidney disease and all those different things. You know, you can't eat the way you want to, you can't drink the way you want to. You now you got to sit here and instead of living your life the way you want to live it, now you got to spend most of your time on certain days, if not every day, hooked up to a machine where you got to be. You have to go to dialysis. And then now you can't go out and play where you want. You probably can, but you still have to be careful of what you do, what you eat, what you drink, and everything. And that's, to me, is a life changer. That's you got to be particular on a lot of stuff. and everything. So, I mean, it's just something where I think if we take time to look at it, do you want to inflict certain things onto yourself later down in life, to which it can cause these life changes and everything? It's sad enough that there's those that's born with it, there's some that has hereditary things, but do you want to bring on some of these illnesses that will cause life changing in your life? Just think about that. That's something to which, you know, if you have a family, you know, that you have to take care of, now you're causing problems where now they have to stop to do what they need to do to take care of you. And if you're the breadwinner, you can't bring now the money, the finances are taking a hit because you can't work the way you can't work at your job that was providing all that money. And if your spouse, if you do have one, if not you're a single parent, if they're not working, now there's all these different things that they got to do to try to drum up money. And then if it has to deal with medical, now you got medical bills you got to pay and deal with. So when you look at certain things, there's some illnesses that we can prevent from happening, or life-changing illnesses to prevent from happening, that won't cause these different things to happen to us. And I'm not saying that it's your fault. I'm not saying, you know, because people have different views on a lot of things, and I'm not trying to allocate that. I'm just, you know, we all take the time to look at it. These things is what we deal with on a day-to-day basis. Just take the time and look at that. So as we already talked about what life changes, illnesses are, and plenty more out there that I probably haven't touched on. Then we talked about some of my testimony that I had. And then now, you know, we're talking about, now let's talk about the families that have to deal with this. The families that have to deal with loved ones that have these life changes. It doesn't just change your life, but it changes the family life. They, and not saying that it's, they don't want to do it, but now your family, a loving family, now has to take on the responsibilities. So created it, that's one thing. But born with it and dealing with it, that's a real struggle. That's a big handful to deal with. And I applaud those families that deal with these different diseases on a day-to-day basis with their family, with their loved ones, having to take them to the hospital, having to pick them up, having them take them back and forth. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of financial burden put on them. And I did talk about how Sister Aretha Cleveland has, over the past 3 to 4 years, has done some things to help out the families. And I always like to help out and supporting her and putting things out there as awareness. And there's another sister that's on Facebook as well. The name has kind of escaped me for a minute. But sickle cell anemia is something to which, and I'm afraid that I'm saying it right, is something that's real big now in the black community. And she's done a wonderful job in helping out these families that have to deal with these financial burdens of taking care of their kids, taking care of, just taking care of their kids. And you know, as they get older, helping them out. She's has a foundation that she's working on and she's been doing, and she's been, I can't put enough plug in for the Black Tie Gala that she has on June 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. Just go on Facebook and It's Winning the Battles for Your Mind. She's ahead of that, and if you look her up, she's pretty much doing everything. If you look me up, Robert McFarlane on Facebook, I'm also supporting her, and there's many others that support her as well. So I think that what she's doing, and not just her. If there's other people that has different institutes that help people out with people that have these illnesses like cancer, like I said, sickle cell anemia, and other things that they deal with in other diseases, which Parkinson's disease, MS, multiple sclerosis, and different things. There's different campaigns out there that you can contribute, that you can donate your time, your effort on to help those families that have to deal with different things. And it's, you know, touching that they have, their kids are born with these different things. So it's just, you know, something in which if we learn to give back to these kids, to these families that need their support, that need this help, because the government will only give them so much. But you have to understand, when you're not able to work like you want to, because you have to support and you got to run your family members, your kids, back and forth to the hospital all the time. When you got to do all these different things that you have to do to just to make sure that they make their doctor's appointments, to make sure that they're able to live comfortably on a day-to-day basis, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of finance that they have to deal with. So just help them out. And I know I'm pleading, but it's going to a good cause, and I think that if you take time out to realize that, that's something that I think everybody should dabble in. We talked about that, and I don't want to beat that down and everything as far as with the things that Sister Aretha and other things, you know, contributions that you could do for other people. But now let's talk about the things that you have to do that cause the life changes. I think that, and I touched a little bit on it as we talked about life changes, where sometimes you have to change the way you eat. You have to change your diet. You can't eat red meat. You can't eat bread. You can't have sugar. You can't have different things, and I just take myself as a situation because I can't speak on everybody else. But my diet, I have to is almost like a strict diet. I can't have all these types of food. I got to cut all that stuff out. I have trouble with it. I'm fighting with it because I love my ice cream. And I love all that stuff, but I can't have it, or I can't have much of it. If I do it, I try to limit it to certain amount and everything. But those are life changes. If you talk about those that can't drive, some that might have to be taken care of for the rest of their lives and everything. Dealing with parents that have to take care of them. Alzheimer's, that we talk about dementia when you get older. Now, you know, there's some that I believe, you quote me, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, that might get it at an early age. But those that, when they get older, that we talk about Alzheimer's and dementia, now you have to sit here and really write down and plan your day out, and hopefully, when that time comes, if you forget something, you got it right there. You can't just jump up and walk out and go outside by yourself. Or if you do, at least tell somebody where you're going, because if you snap and forget where you are and everything, I mean, I don't know anything. I'm not a doctor, but just imagine what you got to do, or what your family have to do to deal with those things that, you know, for those individuals that have to go through it. it's just something to where I think that we, you know, when it comes to life changes, you have to really, really focus on changing your life and everything. There's now, and like I said before, there's some life changes that you can actually, it can be temporary if you can, if you beat it, if you do what, exactly what you need to do to beat it. Type 2 diabetes, I can't think of, there's some others that you can probably, cancer, which, I mean, you can beat cancer, and you don't have, and you can be cancer-free, and everything. So there's some things that you have to do, but I also believe in knowing what I had to go through and knowing the things that some people go through and deal with, prayer, praying to God, asking God to help you, to heal you, to do things, if continue to pray on these things and everything. Now, there's those that will be healed, and there's those that won't be healed. But knowing that God is in your life, and knowing that God is directing your life, and you're allowing God to do so, you can live with certain things for a long period of time, and people wouldn't even be able to understand. Wow, how did he or she live through all these years, living to age 70, 80, with a disease that crippled many of others? How do they live through that? And once again, I say, but God. Now, I know, you know, some people say, well, God don't pay the bills. God is the center of everything. But yes, we have to do our part. We have to do our part in changing our lifestyle, changing the way we do things, changing certain things to which he can help us to get better and do better, and put people in our lives that can help us. One disease that we call it a disease that I want to talk about and discuss a little bit is HIV and AIDS. That's something that we create ourselves, and having promiscuous having sex when we shouldn't be, fornicating and doing all these different things, which HIV comes to be a problem, and now it comes to be a life changing situation. Because now, as a woman, you can't have, well, I'm not saying you can't have children, but would you want to have a child that can be born with AIDS or HIV? And they have to deal with that. So can you have a partner? I don't know the whole ramification of what HIV can do, what medication they got, anything, but that's a life changing. That's a life changer. Because if you're single, you might not be able to get married. And I'm not saying because, you know, you can get married, but think about the other individual. Would he or she want to marry you with that disease? That's a life changer. Now you might have to live your life to yourself. And then now you probably have to take these different medications. You got to do all these different things. There's a lot of things that you will have to live with and deal with. Are you ready for that? And you know, that's a life changer right there all by itself. And everything. I mean, do I have any callers out there that want to chime in? Dial number one on your phone, and you can comment or have a testimony or something that you want to deal with, or something that you want to talk about. There's, you know, that much that I can discuss and bring up, which as I was looking at this, I really thought about this, you know, illnesses that we deal with, and just in America alone, on and in the body, where I see a lot of people helping one another. You got breast cancer walks, you got different things. Are you, and with these life changes, the individuals that are going through these life changes, are we helping them? Are we taking the time to acknowledge them? Are we out there to help them through these different things? Because as our older saints get older, Alzheimer's and dementia could be there. Are we going out there talking to our saints? Are we going back and forth helping them to do, you know, to help them do their day-to-day business, bring them to church, bring them to their appointments? What kind of support are we dealing with? Are we going to I just escaped my mind already. Are we going to these health centers? Are we going to these different places and ministering to those loved ones that's in these places, that's in these hospitals, that are there because of some of these life-changing illnesses, because their families couldn't take care of them, so they put them away in this? Are we there to let them know that God is always there for them, to uplift them, to encourage them? Are we there to give them that strength that they need to be able to go on and go through this? Because some of us don't really know how to deal with it, because we don't have family members. We don't have nothing. We never seen this up front in our lives. But just imagine and being put away in a home where, you know, you need somebody to help you out and take care of you. You can't wipe your own bottom. You can't wash yourself. Yeah, I mean, the nursing home, that's places where, you know, families, you know, when they get tired, they don't want to deal with that. What are we doing? I would really love to hear somebody out there that has a comment or anything that they have on their heart to talk about or discuss. This is one of those things where I know we deal with on a day-to-day basis. You just dial number one on your phone, and you have a chance to say your piece. Oh, I think we do have a call. Caller Dallin in 4571. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing okay, this is.
Good. My name is Sherry Nevins. I'm in Dayton, Ohio. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here in Dayton because my brother, he just passed away with pancreatic cancer Thursday. He was only 46 years old. And I just recently learned about the disease and how aggressive it is and how a lot of people don't survive it. Once they're diagnosed with it, it's almost, you know, a really short lifespan after it. Fortunately, he was able to live 2 years, and, you know, he passed. But this has been a life-changing experience for me. And I also do management for different artists and events coordinating in Atlanta. And one of the artists that I manage, his name is Freeway Rick Ross, and he'll be here in Dayton on Sunday at the venue. It's the location is called The Venue. It's on East 3rd Street, and we are putting together an event to bring awareness to our people in regards to this disease. A lot of black men, especially in my family, and people who I'm connected to, refuse to go to the doctor and get checked out. And I just want to do my part. I don't even know what that is, but I feel like I need to do something to help change the situation. And Rick is going to be there speaking about it. And I would love to have you or some of your representatives reach out to me. We can exchange information and maybe come and bring some pamphlets, some literature, or even speak some words to the people who will be present on Sunday, the 31st.
Sunday the 31st? Okay. Some might be listening right now. I would try to get that information. If you want to, I can give you my information, and I can pass it on to those, and maybe we have some people within that area that can help support you guys in this. I appreciate what you said, because that's another thing that sometimes that we and it's not just our black community, but especially in our black community, it's all over, where as men, we don't want to go out there and get ourselves checked out, get ourselves looked at, because there's some diseases, some illnesses that if we were to get ourselves checked out like we should, we can prevent some of these life-changing illnesses to take root in our lives or even take our lives and cause issues for our other family members. And I don't want to say issues like it's a bad thing, but to have our family members to go through that stage of having to deal with it, which they love to deal with, but that's you're putting a lot of burden on somebody. And you might say, well, that's kind of harsh. But if you look at it, if you're a man and you got a wife and kids to take care of, would it not be your duty to make sure that you are in the best health that you are? Because if you're the breadwinner, you getting hurt, you going through something that could have been prevented to keep that from happening. And now that you're gone, now they have to go through a lot of stuff and suffer. But that, just to even piggyback on it, because there's some families that have family members, a lot of family members. So what if, you know, it wouldn't behoove you to as a man to do what you need to do? Because what if you have a child that has a illness, a real serious illness, and they need that health insurance? They need those things to be able to go through. I'm just, you know, I'm glad you're trying to make awareness to everything, because sometimes, you know, we turn a blind eye and we say, that will never happen to me, that won't be me, or I got it, you know, like I would say, I have it under control, I got it, there's nothing wrong with it. But then that's where you put yourself in a false sister's help of thinking that you're really dealing with this like you're supposed to be, and now this disease or this illness is running rapid through your body, and now it's taking over and it's too late. So I really appreciate it. And what's your name, ma'am, once again?
My name is Sherry Nevins.
Sherry Nevin. Okay. I will keep that in mind, and I will definitely get you my information and we can exchange, and I will see what I can do to get some people out there to assist you, or even just to promote and put things out there for you so those in the Dayton, Ohio area can really come out to support you guys.
I appreciate it. I appreciate this call. Someone just gave me the number maybe 30 minutes ago, and I'm glad I called. I appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work, brother.
I appreciate you calling in and saying that and speaking up, because, I mean, our bodies is all we have, is a shell. And if we don't take care of it, we could cut our life and shorten our life real quickly and not be able to do the things that God has asked us to do and to help,
right.
And, you know, and not to do what we should and can do with our talents that we have. I really appreciate you. I'll just mute you if you want to stay on hold and want to say anything. Just let me know. I'll leave you unmuted, and you can speak some more if you want to.
Thank you. You know, I wanted to say really quick, I just started practicing vegan lifestyle maybe about 4 months ago, and I really feel great about it, and I'm trying to encourage people around me to do the same, because as you said earlier, if you can do anything, one of the first steps would be to change diet. Change your diet. It will help so much. But that's pretty much all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, and I will probably get some of that information for you for the vegan diet, too. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great one.
You're welcome. You too. Okay. I love our caller on that. She's had a lot to say. And it's not. And this is something where I know there's some life changes, illnesses that we don't have control over. And that's something what I said in the beginning, where I understand that. But there's other things that we do have control over that we need to do and should do and try to help out and change our lifestyle. And like she said, vegan diet, not eating a lot of meat and stuff that can cause problems, which I've learned that meat in the system doesn't go through our system very well and it clogs us up. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we can prevent. And there's a lot of things that with those illnesses that when we have those life-changing illnesses, we have to change the way we eat, drink, the way we function. Some people have to do different things like come up with different ways of getting to work. They might have to have somebody pick them up and drop them off. People that's in wheelchairs because of certain illnesses and diseases. You got the different transportations that they have to deal with. There's certain jobs that they might used to have done, but they can't do, so they have to change their career. They have to do a career change. There's a lot of different things out there. I really appreciate everyone that called in. If anybody doesn't have anything else to talk about, or should I make any comments and everything, I really appreciate what everybody's done to take the time out to listen. Oh, I think I have another caller. Caller dialing in 1940. You're on the air.
Hey, Brother Rob. This is Karenia. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
Good. I appreciate what you talked about this evening. I came in when you were speaking about diabetes, and it's something that's really affecting not just the body but the Black community in general. I've been a diabetic since I was 10, and it's one of those things where growing up, it's hard for a kid to be a diabetic, especially when you like your sugars, you like your breads and everything like that. But I don't know how to put it. It's just been one of those things where I've had to learn my lesson. And I think the hardest lesson for me was, I guess, finding out that my mother passed, and we suspect that it was because of diabetes. When she was pregnant with me, she was diabetic. She had gestational diabetes. She passed away 2 years ago before my 29th birthday. The deal with Florida is that when you have been seen by a doctor 2 weeks before death, they don't tell you what the cause of death is. But the mortician or the medical examiner or the person, can't think the person that, it was her classmate, the person over the morgue, he said that he saw a piece of candy by her mouth, so we assumed that she had a low blood sugar reaction, and, you know, I wasn't there to help her out. I couldn't get there. I'm in the D.C. area. But she didn't take care of herself as well as she should have, and I think that was my wake-up call. My grandmother has it also. And she doesn't do as well as she should. I have my moments where I backslide, and it's usually I make excuses as to why it happens, but I know better. But I just want to encourage those who are diabetic and may have other illnesses like high blood pressure and the sort, really try to take care of yourself because, again, tomorrow isn't promised. And there's certain foods that we know we're supposed to stay away from, but, you know, for anyone in general, refined sugars, a lot of the foods that we're eating, I took a nutrition class, and what we think is healthy for us, a lot of times it's so packed with sodium and sugar because we think we're taking an alternative route. We really have to pay attention to what's being put out there. And a lot of things that are claimed as organic, you need to pay attention to that too, because some things are better than what they are, not as good as what they say they are. And so I just want to encourage people to stay alert, stay aware, but really try to take care of yourself and to pray about it. They've been telling me for years that I can't get off of insulin because I'm technically a type 1, but the problem was when I was like, I was a chubby kid, so they couldn't necessarily place me as a type 2. But because of my age, because I was 10, but now they're telling me that it's possible that I can come off of insulin. I just have to regulate my diet. Diet is one of those things that's very hard for many of us to take into consideration, but it's all about discipline and staying focused. So I just wanted to mention that.
Oh, I appreciate that, sis. That's something to which, me being a diabetic as well, I'm type 2, which I never knew. Yeah, I was like, whoa, what are you talking about? I'm not no diabetic. It took me a minute. And like I said again, with my story, I ended up in the hospital. I had my sugar was off the Richter scale. I should have been in a coma. There's been a whole bunch of things I should have been through. But physical activities, I've learned to control. My diet, I've been doing well with from time to time. And yes, I backslid on that. And trust me, I know what you mean. Cause and all I can do is just blame myself for that. I can't blame nobody else. But knowing that, and I appreciate what you talked about. When we see those different things in our family members, that should be an eye opener for us to understand that we need to change our lives. You know, because there's those that don't change their lives, even though it's a life changing illness. But some never do change, and when you don't change, you can allow this disease, this illness, to truly take over and take you away at an early age and everything. So, and I appreciate what you talked about, which I didn't really talk about much, but you brought up high blood pressure and all these other different things that does hurt our community, our Black community as a whole, when it comes to the food and the stuff that we eat that we shouldn't be eating. Yes, I'm not saying, you know, take it all away, because there's some foods that you can eat, but, I mean, it should be very little, minimum, if anything. I'm not going to try to tell you not to eat it, because sometimes some people just, it's hard. But if you eat little of it, but eat more of the healthy stuff that you should be eating, I think you'd be on the verge of getting to where you need to be, and you might just wind up getting rid of all the stuff you shouldn't be eating altogether and be able to live a healthy life. You got to understand, on the spiritual side of it, this is a temple. This is a body that God has given us to do. And we sometimes do not use this temple, this body that God has given us in the correct way. And if we want to be service of God, we need to be able to keep our bodies healthy and use this body the way it should be used as God commanded us to do so. So I really appreciate sis for that comment and everything. And I pray that you are able to kick this disease, this diabetes disease, and you live on and you get on a healthy path. And I want to be there right along with you too, this. Sis. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. God bless.
You God bless. Yes. So I really appreciate those that called in and everything, and those that just listening. There's a lot of things out there to which I believe that we can really do to help each other out and do what we are required and need to do. So tend to pray for those that are going through things, pray for those that are in a hospital, that's in nursing homes, that's dealing with these diseases, like heart disease, which I know there's plenty in the body of Christ that has had heart attacks, heart murmurs, or whatever the case may be, and they fighting to deal what they need to do for God and stay healthy. There's those that's dealing with high blood pressure and all different things. And I know I could go through the whole. I could go days telling you all kinds of life changing illnesses and diseases. But let's pray for the body as a whole. Let's pray that we continue to put things out there to help those to make those life changes that they have to make because of the illnesses and diseases they got, so they can function properly and live a longer life and do what God and be able to do what God is asking them to do. So our time is winding down. I really appreciate Brother Marshall for allowing me to have this evening to discuss and talk to you guys about life changing illnesses and how and what have to do to deal with these things. I know I didn't get into specifics, but I just want to stir up conversation, stir up and to help each other out. And just like our sister in Ohio was talking about in Dayton, Ohio, with the event that she has going on the 31st, I pray that we are able to help her out and to support her and those around her and make an awareness down there. And also, like I said again, you got Sister Aretha Cleveland in Atlanta, Georgia, with her sickle cell disease, which is on June 27th. Tickets are still available. I believe they're $50 or $100. Go to our website and you can still purchase some. All proceeds will go to the family, if my memory serves me correctly, as she has always done. So you're not just helping her, but you're helping the families that she's helping to give them the money to be able to be able to go back and forth and pay their bills, their medical bills and stuff that they have to deal with. So I really appreciate you guys this evening, and I would love to close out in a prayer before we close out. Father God, gracious Father, I appreciate this avenue of communication that you allowed me to use to put your glory out and to help those that need to be helped and to encourage those that need to be encouraged, dear Father. Father God, we pray that for those that are in nursing homes, those that have diseases or illnesses that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, pray that they get better and they're able to understand that they need to come to you and understand those life changes that they have to make so you can be able to help them, dear Father, to fight off the illnesses and the diseases that they have, dear Father. So, Father God, we come to you this prayer in your Son's holy divine name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I appreciate all you guys. You guys have a blessed evening and enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. For those that's on the West Coast, which you still see some daylight, but here on the East Coast, it's already nighttime. So you guys have a blessed evening, and we would love to hear from you guys and see you guys again tomorrow when we're talking about, I forgot what we would be talking about, but basically it'd be another episode that we're going to be talking about. So you guys have a nice evening, blessed night. Have a good one.